subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
All right, Nelson, you have to hold on just a second. Todd in Santa Fe, our favorite airline pilot, just sent me this article from the Greenville News. The Dixie Chicks began their huge tour, and they started over here in Greenville, South Carolina. I had a story I was going to share with you, but Todd's email here has totally preempted the story I was going to have. There were counter-protests planned for the Dixie Chicks, one of my favorite groups. Dear God, Marshall Tucker Band, planned to be in a counter concert tonight, sponsored by a Clear Channel radio station. I had no idea. I thought Marshall Tucker Band, of course, most of those boys are in their 60s now. Well, maybe not that old. But, to find out that the Marshall Tucker Band was going to participate in an anti-Dixie Chicks concert 30 miles up the road was a real heartbreaker when I read that today. But anyway, here it is. Greenville police and equivalent in South Carolina of the FBI had 35 officers ready. Wands scanned backstage staff an average of 57 times. Security was, in other words, intractable. When it came down to it, opening night for the Dixie Chicks' Top of the World Tour was simply a country concert on a warm spring South Carolina evening by three women from Texas. The Dixie Chicks went on stage at about 9 p.m. tonight to thunderous applause in the 16,000-seat Bilo Center. If there were any boos, they didn't punch through the war. Marty McGuire, who plays the fiddle, wore fatigues with three green stripes on the legs, an aqua tank top, and spit-shine black combat boots. Natalie Maines, whose remark that she was embarrassed President Bush was from Texas, spurred the protests and resulting threats, her comment did, wore a black T-shirt with the words, "Dare to be free," written in silver glitter. With an American flag hanging over the edge of the upper wall near Section 115, Maine said, "Hello, Greenville!" Cheering. She explained the group stood for freedom of speech and she wanted to make sure the nation heard from Greenville. Natalie Maine said, "Anybody who wants to boo has 15 seconds." Crazed cheers rumbled through the hall. During the opening song, "Goodbye Earl," the house lights went up and down several times, and each time the light shone, the crowd was on its feet, cheering wildly. The same during the song, "Some Days You Have to Dance," when the Chicks sang the line, "How do you feel about me?" The audience screamed with pleasure. The first protester showed up outside the Bilo Center about 3:30 p.m. this afternoon, but by the time the doors opened at 6:30, no more than 40 protesters had arrived. The line for fans was so long, it snaked across the concourse, past the pedestrian bridge, over the street, and back. About 20 Chicks protesters and 20 protesters protesting the protesters held signs and waved flags. Yada, 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 yada. All right. Redemption. We'll be right back.
Flying Monkey Ride Blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
Dixie Chicks tonight launched their Top of the World Tour to an absolutely, totally supportive crowd over here in Greenville, South Carolina. Back to Nelson, our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma Bureau Chief. Thanks for holding on, Nelson.
Now we've got the perfect segue. You got the Dixie Chicks. They're expecting big protests, and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience supports them. I stumbled across the Drudge Report tonight. He's got a big article up there. Arbitron just released their January through March book, and he's comparing O'Reilly, the against Limbaugh on their radio numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, remember, this is January through March, countdown to war.
Right.
You wouldn't want to miss that, right?
No, God, no.
Okay. This is all listeners 12 years or older.
Right. 12 okay. plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing. In Chicago, Limbaugh has a 6.6 share,
mm-hmm.
101,000 listeners on an average quarter hour.
Right.
How's that for a number?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and with an effective audience of nearly 2.5 million people, that doesn't constitute a whole great big chunk, does it?
O'Reilly came in with a 0.3 share. of 4,100 listeners per quarter hour.
Oh, my God.
This is why I'm calling you, Mike.
That's even, I would say that's even worse, Nelson.
I mean, this is okay, 4,100 listeners, this is like, you know, the protesters against the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, my God, that's funny.